report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spread, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 19th day of November 2013. And if you're just joining me this hour, made the announcement in the last segment of last hour, Michael Rivera will be back live on air in Republic Broadcasting on December 2nd. He had to take a break, and he had some much-needed work, and there was some stuff he needed to finish, and, you know, you can't quite do that, I guess, when you're doing 15 hours of programming a week. So December 2nd, you'll be back live on the air. I mentioned last hour about, and thank you, Carol Asher, for sending that back over to me. It's really weird when I post something or I talk about something on air and then I see articles or stuff come plinging back at me. Okay? But I appreciate it very much for you doing that. The Heritage Foundation created Obamacare's individual mandate. Well, that was 1989. That would have been 15 years before that. 15 years? Yep. That would have been, 74. Tricky Dick. Remember him?
Your president is not a crook.
Well, yeah, you are, Dick. Because you got us off the gold standard, and look what happened to the country after you did that. Now, you're either naive or you're one of the banker's buds and pals. Even before the Democratic presidential hopeful, Hillary Clinton, unveiled her new health care plan, and it wasn't even hers, Republicans attacked it as socialized medicine. They neglected to mention, however, that her plan bears a striking resemblance to changes that were proposed in 1974 by the late President Richard M. Nixon. It was an extremely extensive plan, as I remember, that would give universal coverage for health care, recalled Rudolph Penner, a former director of the Congressional Budget Office and economic official in the Ford administration. Nixon introduced his Comprehensive Health Insurance Act on February 6, 1974, days after he used what would be his final State of the Union address to call for universal access to health insurance. Quoting him, "I shall propose a sweeping new program that will assure comprehensive health insurance protection to millions of Americans who cannot now obtain it or afford it, with vastly improved protection against catastrophic illnesses." Nixon said his plan would build an existing employer-sponsored insurance plans and would provide government subsidies to the self-employed and small businesses to ensure universal access to health insurance. He said it wouldn't create a new federal bureaucracy. The plan won support from a Time magazine editorial on February 18, 1974, which noted that more and more Americans have been insisting that national health insurance is an idea whose time has come. Fast forward 33 years to the American Health Choice Plan, which Clinton outlined on September 17th, and to similar plans by Democratic rivals, Senator Barack Obama of Illinois and Senator John Edwards of North Carolina. A CBS News poll earlier this year found that 64% of Americans support federally guaranteed health insurance for all citizens. That's a load of hudda. That is bull. Clinton's plan, like Nixon's, calls for building... Again, these guys can't tell the truth when they're trying to cover a lie. God, how easy is it to tell the truth about a lie? Calls for building an existing private sector health care system and using government subsidies and tax credits to get all Americans under an umbrella of health coverage, like Nixon. Clinton said her plan is not government-run. There'll be no new bureaucracy. Oh, really? Well, Nixon's plan didn't require Americans to purchase health insurance as Clinton does, something that's known in healthcare parlance as individual mandate. Clinton's rival Edwards also favors government-mandated purchases of healthcare. Obama would mandate only that all children be insured. Really? Yeah. We know different, don't we? Like today's Democrats, however, Nixon sought help for small business and sole proprietors to pay for affordable health care. You want to know why this article sounds so weird? Well, I just lost my page here. There we go. That's because this damn thing was written quite a few years ago. This was written back in 08. See, they were even spreading the lies then. This story is what? 5 years old. And they were lying to you about it back then. Well, like today's Democrats, Nixon sought help for small businesses and sole proprietors to pay for affordable health insurance. Health care is among the top domestic issues in 2008, presidential campaign in both parties. See there. 3 decades after the failed Nixon plan, the same drivers of debate are at play. A growing number of Americans, 47 million, are uninsured. Medical costs continue to outpace inflation, albeit not as nearly as fast. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not even going to bother with the rest of this because it's a remarkable joke. You know, the press, I mean, even MSNBC, isn't this convenient? Isn't this convenient? MSNBC taking Nancy Pelosi to task. The stumbling, bumbling, wide-eyed bubblehead. And when it was really the Republicans' plan all along. Back in 1974, who was in office before him? Do you remember? The second part to the Great Society? Lyndon Baines Johnson. Medicare, Medicaid. It was his. That was his contribution to spiraling bureaucracies and spending out of control and the thievery and insurance companies. And it just goes on and on and on. The government should not be involved in it. It gives the government a chance to do what they eventually always do. Steal you blind. It was his predecessor somewhat, 45 years before that. Remember who started the Social Security? You know, you need that economic punch in the face, and then somebody brings up an idea that, we want to help protect you a little bit. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Seeing as I'm out here on the street corner selling pencils for a nickel. There is a reason why the government was not a threat in this country, folks. It is when the government itself was afraid of the people and it was afraid to violate the Constitution. Okay? It was just that simple. Time was they'd want to tar and feather you and then light those feathers on fire. But over the years, after manufactured crisis, and they ride to the rescue with a grand plan that's going to make you feel better, but it's going to end up stripping you of all of your wealth. Thank you very much.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hey, Ken in Fort Worth, you ducked out. I was going to get you on with Gerald, but you got out of here and you hung up. You're trying to run my show so you can wait while I take Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Talk to Gerald. Nah, I'm just kidding. Hey.
Yes.
On the medical care stuff.
Yes.
We talked before about bodily injury with automotive insurance, which is liability, which is mandated by the government, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Let's take this a step further. I'm going to just go out on a limb, and this is just a guess. ain't seen no figures or facts. Then again, who has on anything anymore? But the deal is, I want to just venture that 10% of those of the individuals that file income tax, 10% probably go to long form because of medical deductions.
Okay.
You think they're going to be collateral damage now that we all have health care?
Well,
now the same folks that determine that them medical deductions are legitimate are the same folks that's going to be collecting the premiums.
Yeah.
So now, I'm just talking collateral damage here because I understand all the falderall about the website. Well, the website don't mean nothing. It don't mean squat. It's all this other collateral damage that I think is going to ensue through this.
Well, and as I've been pointing out, Mark, and I'm getting already tired of myself saying it, this was done, if you look at what they did and how they went about it, it was the country. I mean, and I read that 64%, that even then, that was a damn lie. People were more independent. I mean, we're talking back in the early 70s here, okay? They were still pretty rugged, free-thinking individuals. The news media was not as corrupt and a conduit just for corporations, the Department of Defense, and the damn White House like it is today. Now we're down to six people controlling everything that you hear, see, and read. Back in 74, it wasn't that way. It was still controlled, but not as bad as it is. But I watched how they did this. The American people do not want this. So they switched the narrative. Now they start putting up posters of the bad guy, Sibelius. Didn't she look rather ignorant? Or let's run that clip again about Nancy Pelosi. Well, you know, it's 2,000 pages long. You just have to read it to find out what's in the bill. No, you lying sack of doo-doo. It was 20-some thousand pages long. And you didn't even read it yourself. They lied about this from the start to get it to pass. And then this is how bad it's getting, Mark. I posted a story this morning from the Detroit News from the editorial staff. I about died. They're now talking about the constitutionality of Obamacare. That's how bad things are getting. When the liberal editorial staff of the Detroit News is now mouthing words like constitution, holy crap, you know things are bad.
Jeez, wash their mouth out with soap.
I'm telling you.
Now, this has been, I don't know how long ago I called you and told you this, and it was just a personal experience. Back in the early 70s, my mom and dad, well, my mom, dad was passed away, but my mom decided we had to get health insurance. And the reason was, it was my Uncle Wayne, and plus my daddy, rest his soul, at that time, had told her about this inflation that's coming. And she was worried because she wasn't a young spring chicken no more. And she's worried she wasn't going to be able to pay for health care. In other words, saving money wouldn't cut the mustard. It wouldn't allow you to pay for your health care because of Nixon's and his shenanigans.
Yeah.
So what they did is they forced folks through terrorism, financial terrorism, they had to get insurance to cover their medical costs because it was going to go through the roof. The money they had in the CDs, you remember savings and loans?
Yep.
The money they had in that was not going to cover the escalating medical cost because of this monetary system. And I told you this years ago, and we talked about all this stuff before, but that was the reason insurance got off the ground, and it's become the behemoth that we see now.
Well, and it's disgusting. And see, here again, we keep this news cycle going, and we never go back. You know, wouldn't you just love to see a two-hour news presentation on the Communist News Network of talking about health care? And we've researched and we've discovered why health care year after year after year kept rising and it became unaffordable for people. Wouldn't you just love to see a well-researched, let's fill in all the damn blanks in a news story and have them for once tell the truth? I'm telling you, it would be the Mac Daddy of all sleeping pills. They would sleep so good, their consciences might be cleared a little bit for once in their lives telling the truth. But nobody wants to go there.
They don't have a conscience. They have a pocketbook.
Well, from what I'm... God, oh my, I just...
That's what's running this country. It's their pocketbook or their purse. It's not their conscience. The conscience has been put on hold. And I hate to say it, but that almost everything that I deal in day after day, I see no conscience even active, let alone fully functional. It's not there. It's not there. God bless you, bud. Take some more calls, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your call. Ken in Fort Worth. Ken?
Yeah, hey, people get ballpoint ready. I've got something for you.
Okay.
Maybe you know about it. Representative Jim, Bridenstein, Oklahoma, has got to repeal the 16th Amendment bill.
Wait. Slow down here, Ken.
Okay.
My political crony. What's the guy's name? Don't spell it. Just give me his name.
Bridenstine.
What is it?
Bridenstein, Bridenstein.
Okay.
Jim Bridenstine, Oklahoma.
Okay.
House Joint Resolution 104, repeal the 16th Amendment.
Well, he's obviously a self-hating Jew.
Well, maybe he's a terrorist.
HJR 104, is that what you said?
Correct. Okay. Bridenstine, you can hunt for it, you can see it, maybe get a hold of it and read it. Hey, for last Friday night, I went to the thing up at Fort Worth Public Library, and Bob Schieffert was there, and I asked Bob, I says, how many shots were fired at Kennedy's car? I said, one shot hit the cement, one hit the top of the car, and one hit went through the windshield. I said, Oswald must have been a bad shot. How many bullets did they find in the car?
And he replied?
The same old line. Oswald, three shots, you know. But anyway, Representative Kay Granger was there, Jim Wright was there, and the mayor of Fort Worth was all there. So, and the place was full, and they were standing on the walls.
Jeez. Yeah, hey. And Seifert is still alive, huh?
Yeah. He's still a media whore. That's all he is.
I'll be darned. All righty. Thank you, Ken.
Later.
Well, I'm of two minds doing this story. But I'm going to do it, and I'm going to warn you, if you have small children, or if you have a weak stomach, if you don't like hearing how really dirty people are, then tell your children to go play, go clean their room, go outside and play, do whatever. Because on this program, stuff like this, I am not going to let go. I'm not going to let it get by me. On this program, we've discussed, well, the Catholic Church. Am I anti-Catholic? Do I want the Catholic Church razed, burned to the ground? No, I don't. Am I a hater of the Catholicism? Not really. So when we get back, and I'm referring to the predatory priest. Books have been written about this for the last 100, 150 years in the Roman Catholic Church. Wait till you hear what I got for you this time, only it has nothing to do with the Roman Catholics. And it was actually written by a rabbi. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Again, if you're just tuning in, got young children around, you don't want them hearing this, get them out of the room. Child rape assembly line, Rabbi Nukum Rosenberg, the lone whistleblower among Satmar, a powerful Hasidic sect, who recently was the victim of a bleach attack in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Rabbi Nukum Rosenberg, who is 63 with a long graying beard, recently sat down with me to explain what he described as child rape assembly line among sects of fundamentalist Jews. He cleared his throat. He said, "I'm going to be very graphic. A member of Brooklyn Satmar Hasidim fundamentalist branch of Orthodox Judaism, Nukum designs and repairs mikvahs in compliance with Torah law. The mikvah is a ritual Jewish bathhouse used for purification. Devout Jews are required to cleanse themselves in the mikvah on a variety of occasions. Women must visit following menstruation, and men have to make an appearance before the high holidays, such as Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Many of the devout also purify themselves before and after the act of sex and before the Sabbath. On a visit to Jerusalem in 2005, Rabbi Rosenberg entered a mikvah in one of the holiest neighborhoods in the city of Mi Shaharim. He says, "I opened the door that entered into the Shivitz vapors everywhere. I can barely see. My eyes adjust, and I see an old man, my age, long white beard, a holy-looking man, sitting in the vapors. On his lap, facing away from him, is a boy maybe 7 years old. And the old man is having anal sex with this boy. Rabbi Rosenberg paused, gathered himself, and then went on. He said that this boy was speared on the man like an animal, like a pig, and the boy was saying nothing, but on his face, you could see the fear. The old man looked at me without any fear, as if this was common practice. He didn't even stop. I was so angry, I confronted him. He removed the boy from his lap, and I took the boy aside. I told this man, it's a sin before God. What are you doing to this boy's soul? You're destroying this boy. He had a sponge on a stick to clean his back, and he hit me across the face with it. How dare you interrupt me, he said. I heard of these things for a long time, but now I have seen, he said. The child sex abuse crisis in ultra-Orthodox Judaism, like that in the Catholic Church, has produced its share of shocking headlines in recent years. In New York, and in a prominent Orthodox communities of Israel and London, allegations of child molestation and rape have been rampant. The alleged abusers are schoolteachers, rabbis, fathers, uncles, figures of male authority. The victims, like those of Catholic priests, are mostly boys. Rabbi Rosenberg believes around half the young males in Brooklyn's Hasidic community, the largest in the United States and one of the largest in the world, have been victims of sexual assault perpetrated by their elders. Ben Hirsch, director of Survivors for Justice, a Brooklyn organization that advocates for Orthodox sex abuse victims, thinks the real number is higher. From anecdotal evidence, we're looking at over 50%. It has almost become a rite of passage. Ultra-Orthodox Jews who speak out about these abuses are ruined and condemned to exile by their own community. Dr. Amy Neustein, a non-fundamentalist Orthodox Jewish sociologist and editor of The Tempest in the Temple, Jewish Communities and Child Sex Scandals, told me the story of a series of Hasidic mothers in Brooklyn she got to know who complained that their children were being preyed on by their husbands. In these cases, the accused men very quickly and effectively engaged the rabbis, the Orthodox politicians, and powerful Orthodox rabbis who donate handsomely to political clubs. The goal, she told me, is to excise the mother from the child's life. Rabbinical courts cast the mothers aside, and the effects are permanent. The mother is amputated, if you will. One woman befriended by Dr. Neustein, a music student at a college outside of New York, lost contact with all of her 6 children, including the infant she was breastfeeding at the time of their separation. 7 years ago, Rabbi Rosenberg started blogging about sex abuse in his community and opened a New York City hotline to field sex abuse complaints. He has posted appeals on YouTube, appeared on CNN, and given speeches across the U.S. and Canada, Israel, and Australia. Today, he is the lone whistleblower among the Satmar. For this, he is reviled, slandered, hated, feared. He receives death threats on a regular basis. In Yiddish and Hebrew newspapers, advertisements taken out by the self-described great rabbis and rabbinical judges of the city of New York have denounced him as a stumbling block for the House of Israel, a public rebuker and preacher of ethics who persists in his rebelliousness and whose voice has been heard among many Jewish families, especially young people in their innocence, drawn to listen to his poisonous and revolting speeches. Really? He's just telling the truth. Especially young people in their innocence, drawn to listen to his poisonous and revolting speeches. Leaflets distributed in Williamsburg and Borough Park, the centers of ultra-Orthodoxy in Brooklyn, display his bearded face over the body of a writhing snake. Corrupt informer, reads one of the leaflets, followed by the declaration that Rabbi Rosenberg's name should rot in hell forever. They should cut him off from all four corners of the earth. When Rabbi Rosenberg wants to bathe at the mikveh in Brooklyn to purify himself, none will have him. When he wants to go to synagogue, none will have him. He is finished in the community, butchered, said a fellow rabbi who would only talk anonymously. No one will look at him. And those who will talk to him, they can't let it be known. The pressure in our community, it's incredible. Now, the powerful men, and it is worth noting that this community is regulated by men only, who govern the world of ultra-Orthodox Judaism, would rather their adherents be blind in their faith, their eyes be closed to the horrors Rabbi Rosenberg is exposing. Like the Catholic establishment, the rabbinate seeks to cover up the crimes, quiet the victims, protect the abusers, and deflect potential criticism of their institutional practices. Those who speak out are vilified, and the faithful learn to shut their mouths. When the father of a 7-year-old boy whom Rabbi Rosenberg rescued from the Jerusalem bathhouse showed up to collect his son, he couldn't believe his son had been raped. Trembling and terrified, he whisked his son away to get medical help, but was still too scared to raise a formal complaint. According to Ben and Survivors for Justice, the greatest sin is not the abuse, but talking about the abuse. Kids and parents who step forward to complain are crushed. As for Rabbi Rosenberg, when he voiced his concerns to the rabbinate in Israel, he was brought up on charges, and I think this is called the Mishmir's Hatzutzness. It's the arch-conservative Orthodox Modesty Squad, which regulates, often through threats of violence, proper moral conduct and dress in the relations between men and women. The Modesty Squad is a sort of Jewish Taliban. According to Rabbi Rosenberg, the rapist he caught in the act was a member of the Modesty Squad, which charged him with the unconscionable offense of having previously been seen walking down the street in Jerusalem with a married woman. But it's okay to molest children, he adds. The abuse and its cover-up are symptoms of a wider political dysfunction, or more precisely, symptoms of socially disastrous political control by religious elites. This isn't a problem about a few aberrant cases of old-fashioned community reluctant to talk to police about sexual matters, said Michael Lesher, a practicing Jew who has investigated Orthodox sex abuse and represented abuse victims. This is about a political economy that links Orthodox Judaism with other fundamentalist creeds and with aspects of the right-wing ideologies generally. It's an economy in which genuine religious values will never really rise to the top, so long as they've been tied to the poisonous priorities that elevate status and power over basic human needs of the most vulnerable among us. Michael, who is completing a book on the topic, noted that the infamous Rabbi Ilior Chen, convicted in 2010 in what was arguably Israel's worst case of serial child abuse, is still defended in public statements by leading ultra-Orthodox rabbis. Among other legal and moral crimes, the rabbi forced his victims to eat feces, claiming that this cruelty was necessary to purify the children that he abused. I'll finish this up on the other side of this break, folks. This is stuff that you'll never hear or see on CNN or MSNBC. Why? Well, who owns the damn media in this country? That's why.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
According to Ben, the ultra-Orthodox community has never been as repressive as it is today. And let me just stop here for a second, because everything, ladies and gentlemen, is being corrupted. I mean, everything. I don't care if it's the Catholic Church. I don't care if it's the Orthodox Jews. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Politics, doesn't matter. It is all becoming corrupted. So people like this man, he should be applauded for what he's doing. He is seeing a wrong, and he is trying to expose it, to right that wrong. And some of the stuff they're doing to this guy, I mean, you wouldn't do to a dog or a mad dog. According to Ben, the ultra-Orthodox community has never been as repressive as it is today. The repression, as he describes it, stems from the burden of having too many children. Huge families are encouraged. Every child born to a Hasid is seen as a finger in the eye of Hitler. Ben also told me that the average family size among Williamsburg Hasidicism is 9, and that some families include more than 15 children. Families saddled with an increasing number of children soon enter into a cycle of poverty. There is simultaneously an extreme separation of the sexes, which is unprecedented in the history of Hasidicism. There is limited general education to the point that most men in the community are educated only to the third grade and receive absolutely no sexual education. Well, folks, when I was in school, I didn't get any sex education, and I figured out what it was for. Okay? This is an inherent drive in human beings. They know what it's for. No secular newspapers are allowed, and internet access is forbidden. The men in the community are undereducated by design, Ben said. You have a community that has been infantized, so to speak. They have been trained not to think. It's sort of a totalitarian control. The rabbis, dominating an ignorant and largely poverty-stricken flock, determine the fate of every individual in the community. Nothing is done without the consent of the rabbinical establishment. A man wants to buy a new car. He goes to the rabbi for counsel. A man wants to marry. The rabbi tells him whether or not he should marry a particular bride. As for women, they don't get to ask the rabbi anything. Their place is beneath contempt. Michael told me that current Orthodox leadership, accruing wealth from the tithes of the subservient followers, is drifting to the right, politically as well as religiously. Many rabbis in New York have taken up the banner of neoliberalism. Every English-language Orthodox publication I know embraced Romney during the 2012 elections, decried national health insurance, blamed liberals for bribing the lower classes. In an Orthodox society, just in America at large, the financial mismatch between the elite and the rest of us is ominously large. Michael also notes that the problem is not confined to the extremist. The same pattern of victim blaming, covering up, idealizing the rabbis so the cover-ups aren't even acknowledged, are found all across the spectrum of orthodoxy. The Orthodox left was shamefully slow to react to Rabbi Baruch Lanner's abuse or to similar case of Rabbi Mordecai Elon. Rabbi Lanner, a former New Jersey Yeshiva high school principal, was found guilty in 2000 of sexually abusing dozens of teenage students over the decades of his tenure. Did you hear that story? I didn't. Did you see that on CNN or MSNBC? I certainly didn't. This is the first I've heard of. My eyes bugged out. I had to read this story twice. Finally, it leaks through on the internet. Finally. Rabbi Elon, who had publicly denounced homosexuality, was convicted last August on two counts of forcible sexual assault on a male minor, following several years of reports of abuse of young boys. I have children come to me with their parents, and the blood is coming out of their backsides, Rabbi Rosenberg told me when we met. These are zombies for life. What are we to do? This, of course, is the key question, and no answers are forthcoming. Michael holds out little hope that the situation will change. If Orthodox institutions continue on their current trajectory, he said, I'd say things could get worse before they get any better. I think that's an understatement. A few weeks after our interview, Rabbi Rosenberg was walking through the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn when an unidentified man rushed up behind him, tapped him on the shoulder, and threw a cup of bleach in his face. He went to the hospital with facial burns and was temporarily blinded. Such is the measure of justice among the Satmar that a once respected rabbi, now amputated from the community, should find himself chemically burned on a street in a neighborhood considered holy. Later, Rabbi Rosenberg told me a story of being surrounded by young boys in Williamsburg. The boys cursed him, laughed at him, threatened him, and spat at him. He wondered how many of them would end up being molested. In all of my years doing radio, folks, this was a shocking revelation. This rabbi said, you know what? Enough of this filth. And he came out to expose it. So what is the Jewish community doing? Pretty much circling the right wagons and doing what they always do. When somebody reveals that happens to be Jewish, oh, they're self-hating Jews, that's it. You know, I was raised Roman Catholic. If I do a story on a predatory priest, molesting a child, does that make me a self-hating Catholic? And what does... And look publicly. Look what happens to people. All the stories about the school teachers having sex with their... Well, in the public school systems in this country, having sex with high school students. These are high school students. High school. It has changed quite a bit since you were in high school. I guarantee it. But we're talking about young boys. What is it doing to their minds? What is it doing to them? Tell you what. There needs to be a purge. I am telling you, there needs to be a purge. And I am hoping, and I'm building for a day where people have a platform, when they have finally said, you know, enough is enough, I'm going to start talking. I hope to hear 1,000 or 1,000,000 voices speaking simultaneously of what they know. I want to hear the din and the chatter that's so great that it's louder than a tornado. I want the guilty charged. I want them jailed. I want this perversion beyond belief, ladies and gentlemen. It's like Caligula's Rome, all over the place. Not with just one little group here or one little group. It's across the globe. You know, you hear the stories about child kidnapping, slavery. Now I just gave you a story about raping of 6- and 7-year-old boys. How much more are we going to take? Rabbi Rosenberg, there's a man with some guts. How does this stuff, how does it get stopped? It has to be talked about. It has to be exposed. God knows what's going to happen to me for exposing this. I'll probably get nasty write-ups on the ADL website or Southern Perversion Law. Oh, that's right. Remember Morris Dees? And his partner? Remember what Morris was doing to his stepdaughter? I won't get any more graphic, but trust me, folks, it wasn't pretty. But the press will bury stuff like this. They won't. These supposed people that are held up in such high regard and esteem that are out there getting the bad guys, are they themselves so corrupted? And the media will not say a damn word. I'll give up doing radio programming when I see programs or information like this across the networks. That's when I know it'll be safe to retire. Well, don't hold your breath, though. Don't hold your breath. All right, back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And bring a friend with you. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling, man. I'm tired of this stuff. With financial